Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day, on this beautiful broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. I thank God for Jesus for allowing me to see another day. And I know you are as well, that you thanking God every day for His grace and His mercy. And I truly thank God for all that He is, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So good morning to the people of God, wherever you are. I thank God, whether you're here in Florida or some other states, and I know it travels around the world of this radio wave. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Today, let's pray for those who are sick in their bodies. You know, the pollen is very strong in the atmosphere. People are coming with allergy, a nasal drip, praise God. Some come with chest issues. I thank God. Some come with bones, praise God. They're going through something in their bodies. But one thing I love about God, God is a healer. And thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, that with His stripes, thank God, we are healed. And so I truly thank God for the mercy and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So good morning to the people of God. Praise God. Like I say, wherever you are, I just want to say thank you for being who you are in this hour. But I truly thank God for Jesus, for His love, for His mercy, and for His grace. There is no one else can do the job like Jesus. Jesus was willing to lay down His life for this world, for us. Praise God. We are part of the earthly. We are the earthly bodies. Praise God. And Jesus died for us. Praise God. That we can live and not die. But I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. You know the world is hurting right now. The world is hurting, praise God. And the only way we need to heal the sick, heal the wounded, praise God, is to pray for them. Even pray for yourself, praise God. The world is hurting. They are looking for answers to help, to find ways to not to be hurt. There are those who are waiting, praise God, to want to be loved, want to be compassionate, praise God. There are those, God, I thank God for Jesus. There are those, praise God, are looking for a helping hand. They feel like they don't have the skills to hold down an ordinary job. You got the homeless out there, praise God, holding signs up. God bless you. I'm able to work. Some would say I'm able to work. Some say I'm hungry. You see families out on the side of the road, praise God, the man, the wife, and children. Praise God, with signs up, we are homeless. Can you help us? Praise God. But we are hurting, praise God. The world is hurting at this moment because of the economy, social status, praise God. We are facing a whole lot of turmoil, chaos, devastation on this earth. But one thing about it, I can say this, Jesus is the answer. Praise God. Jesus Christ is the answer. And all we have to do is to trust Him. To know that He is with us every step of the way. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. For the Father is good. He sees our situation. But one thing about it, the Lord will come through for us. The Lord will come through for us. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God that we are struggling in a way, but especially a relationship with God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly, truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I want to read a prayer. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read a prayer that in the days we are in prison. And when I mean we are in prison, I mean we are in prison in sin. We are a prisoner with our own self, with our own addiction. We are prisoners of ourselves. And the only way for us to get out of prison is to trust God, to surrender ourselves to the Lord, and to repent for whatever we did. But in this hour, praise God, we are prisoners of ourselves. And thank God for Jesus. Ourself is our enemy when it comes to whatever we are going through. Some people are addicted to certain things. Some people are very possessive, praise God. Some people are very controlling. That's a prisoner, praise God. You are so tied up in barbed wire of sin. But I thank God. This is what the prayer said. And I thank God for Jesus. Dear Lord, have this story about, I love this story about Paul and Silas, how the bars of their prison cell did nothing to hold back their joy. With their feet crushed in the stocks, they prayed and sang while all the other prisoners listened and wondered at their joy. They were in chains, yet their souls were freer than anyone around them. So many people think they are free, Lord, but they bound by chains of addiction. In the beginning, their addiction brought them a sort of counterfeit joy. But over time, their pleasure had grown smaller and smaller until nothing is left but joys, shadows, and a bitter memory. Lord, I pray for those captives. They can do so little to free themselves. They are trapped by chains they forge with their own hands and then lock onto their bodies themselves. But you are the great chain breaker. I was fast bound in sin a naturally night when you came into my prison cell, flooded it with heavenly light, and set me free. You can do that again for those in the prison of addiction. Please shake the ground beneath their feet, crack the walls of their cells, break their chains, and amid the quaking, may your name be glorified. Amen. And listen how God is so good, that thank God of the prayer. That prayer says a whole lot, and I pray that you will listen to this prayer. I feel like this prayer was about me and anyone else who are in captivity when it comes to sin, when it comes to addiction. There are different types of addiction that people being caught in and captured and as a prisoner, and they don't know how to shake it off. But most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, that God is so good that His mercy endures forever. In the book of Acts, starting at the 16th chapter, 29 and 30. The jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" Listen to the scripture. Praise God. The prisoner, the jailer, praise God, was afraid when he heard that when Silas and Paul was singing, praise God, the jail door opened. And the jailer was afraid that Paul and Silas would leave, and then he know what the consequence going to happen to him when a prisoner escaped. But one thing about it, Paul and Silas did not leave. They were singing for joy. They were singing for their deliverance. They were singing for a break chain. Hallelujah. The chains be broken. And look what God did by the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. They broke the chain. Hallelujah. They broke the jail door open and allowed Paul and Silas to be free. And the jailer saw how powerful Paul didn't worship God, that he asked Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? Now I want to ask you the question this morning. What you got to do, praise God. If God could do all of this, and you see how God do miracles in other people's life, that's a question you need to ask. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be free from the captivity of the hand of the adversary? What must I do to be free from addiction? Hallelujah. Of negative things, praise God. What must I do, praise God, to be healed? What must I do, hallelujah, to be financially able? Thank God for Jesus. Nobody in their right mind don't want to be a homeless person. Nobody in their right mind don't want to be in addiction that they cannot control. But on the way for you to be free, praise God, is to give yourself to Jesus Christ, to surrender yourself to the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus died for us. He gave himself as a living sacrifice. He gave himself, hallelujah, he gave himself so that you and I can live forever. Hallelujah. That we can be free from sin. That we can be free from addiction. That we can be free from being poor. Hallelujah. We can be free, praise God, that I want to have the joy of the Lord in my life. And by giving my life to Jesus, that's how Paul realized he didn't have nothing. But only thing that he had was a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you be that person today to give your life to Jesus this morning? Can you be that person willing to sacrifice and surrender everything, praise God, to worship the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Can you do that? Can you be that individual to say, I surrender all. I be that person. I be that overcomer. I be that one to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are that person, the Lord is waiting for you right now. The angels got the doors open, waiting for you to enter in. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, and those who don't know Jesus, because there are some unbelievers, praise God, that listen to the Christian radio station. 24 hours, there's somebody late at night, thank God, is listening to the Christian radio for help, for deliverance, for a peace of mind, for a security, knowing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are that individual, put your hands in the Lord of his nail print hands and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let the Lord say, Lord, I'm a sinner. But I hear so much in how you save sinner man like me. Lord, I'm willing to give my life to you. Lord, what must I do to be saved? If you are that person, do that. And may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Have a great and blessed day. God is love.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday.